VOA News, I'm Laurel Bowman. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has visited an airbase in eastern Russia where he inspected Russian bombers. AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
Kim arrived in the Russian city of Artyom by train, where he was greeted by officials and a line of children waving flowers, who cheered upon his arrival. He then traveled to an airport near Vladivostok, where Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu gave him a tour. Kim was given an up-close look at Russia's strategic bombers and other warplanes. All the Russian warplanes shown to Kim were among the types that have seen active use in the war in Ukraine. Experts said potential military cooperation between the two countries could include efforts to modernize North Korea's outdated air force. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iranian security forces briefly detained the father of Mahsa Amini on Saturday and spread across mainly Kurdish areas of the country a year after her death in police custody set off some of the biggest protests since the fall of the Shah in 1979. The United Nations needs the cooperation of member states and the support from the public to tackle urgent issues at a time when the world is facing multiple challenges, said Dennis Francis, the new president of the 78th session of the UN General Assembly, which opened September 5th.
What we'll be doing is mobilizing to facilitate better decision-making on the part of the UN and ensuring that when the UN gives commitments, it honors those commitments by way of building trust both within and without the organization.
More than 140 world leaders head to the UN next week. This is VOA News. In Atlantic weather, millions of people are under storm watches as Hurricane Lee is downgraded, but bearing down on New England in the United States and also Canada, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Hurricane Lee is now post-tropical cyclone Lee, the storm expected to make landfall today in Nova Scotia in Canada, but its immense size means areas hundreds of miles from its center, such as New England, could see dangerous winds, high seas, and flooding rains. Cruise ships found refuge at berths while lobstermen pulled their costly traps from the water and hauled their boats inland, leaving some harbors looking like ghost towns. States of emergency were already declared for Massachusetts and Maine. Lee lashed the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, and Bermuda before turning northward. I'm Julie Walker.
In China, Defense Minister Li Shangfu, who has been missing from public view for more than 2 weeks, has been placed under investigation by Chinese authorities, according to people familiar with the matter. The investigation into Li relates to procurement of military equipment, according to a regional security official and three people in direct contact with the Chinese military. Residents of Derna in eastern Libya were counting their losses from a flood that devastated swaths of the coastal city as the search for the missing continued on Saturday for a sixth day and more bodies were pulled from the sea. Thousands of mourners gathered in eastern South Africa on Saturday for the state funeral of Mangosuthu Buthelezi, the veteran South African politician, Zulu prince, and controversial figure during the apartheid liberation struggle, died last week at the age of 95. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland made a major announcement about the extradition of a major player in a drug cartel. Reuters' Ryan Chang reports.
Mexico on Friday extradited Ovidio Guzman, the son of former Sinaloa cartel leader El Chapo Guzman, to the United States to face fentanyl trafficking charges in a U.S. court, a boost to Biden's anti-narcotics fight. The 33-year-old was last captured in January after an intense firefight with Mexican authorities. The U.S. government requested Ovidio's extradition in February.
Indian director Tarsim Singh Dhandwar, known for his award-winning music videos and visual fantasy features, unveiled his first movie in 8 years at the Toronto Film Festival. It's a shocking true crime story about love, class, and murder in 1990s Punjab. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
Music and more.